All right, guys, welcome back to Fanatics here on 1460 KXNO. Sage Rosenfels and Chuck Long coming up at the top of the hour, but I'm sitting here with Matt Campbell, Iowa State head coach right now. And Coach, tough game on Thursday night. You seemed fairly upbeat, though, in your press conference today. How'd your team respond over the weekend?
Yeah, you know, I think the upbeat for me is watching our kids. And, you know, you go back and you watch the game Thursday night, and again, the thing I really appreciate is how hard our kids play. You know, the effort, the attitude, the commitment. Those kids are really doing some great things for us. And, you know, I said this in the press conference today. For us, we have to continue to strain to find the difference in the detail right now, because that's what's eliminating us from winning and losing football games. And, you know, that's us as coaches down to, you know, obviously us as players. But the only way I know how to do that is to get back into practice and continue to perfect your craft. And, you know, we had great practices this weekend. You know, we were able to really get back, use some of those extra days before we really start game planning for Oklahoma to kind of perfect our own craft. And I think it's been a really good growth experience for us, and obviously going into a huge challenge and a great opportunity for us come this Saturday.
Looking back at that Texas game, you didn't run the football much. And it caused me to really look in depth at what Texas has done this year, and that USC game stood out to me. I mean, I think they averaged like 175 yards in the ground per game. They ran the ball 37 times for 73 yards that game. Was that just something screaming to you in the pregame, like, hey, we're going to have to, you know, use the short passing game type stuff to win this one? I mean, what was going through your guys' mind?
Well, I think when you commit to stopping the run, and you know, one thing Texas does is their commitment to stopping the run is the ability to overload pressure, you know, where they're going to get one extra hat in the box and certainly, you know, put you in a situation that opens up other areas of the football field. And I think we all thought as we went into that football game, those areas are areas that we can attack, mm-hmm. because we got good players there too. And, you know, we were able to do that. You know, we were able to do that at times, just not with the consistency that we needed to do it. And, you know, you look back on that game, and hindsight's always 20/20. You know, what could you have done better? Yeah. Could you certainly, you know, found different ways to get the ball to David? You know, he's one of our best players, and you know, not only just in the running game, but in the passing game too. So, you know, I think some great lessons learned, but again, you tip your hat. That's a defense that's going to take away the running game and find different ways. And until, you know, we're at an elite status, you know, with some areas that would help us do that, we're going to do what we have to do to give ourselves the best opportunity to win the football game.
Yeah, Park didn't have his best game on Thursday night, and then you look at Oklahoma coming up, but man, Park just seems like a guy to me. I don't know him obviously nearly as well as you do, but I guess I don't worry about confidence with him after a game like that. How do you expect him to respond?
Yeah, and I don't either. You know, Jacob's a guy that has great confidence in his ability, and I think the best thing that it is, you know, we talked about it. You know, you take the highs and you learn from it, just like you take the lows and you have to learn from it. And I think that comes with experience, and Jacob's a guy that there's some really valuable experience that we can take out of Thursday night's football game. And both he can and we can as a coaching staff too. What can mm-hmm. we do to you know, allow him to be more successful? You know, we put him in some tough spots at times too throughout the football game. But, you know, Jacob's a guy, had a phenomenal practice yesterday. Sunday was our first day back in there with a real live go at it and had a great practice. So I don't think you worry about him slinging the football around.
Yeah, and I've seen some stuff on social media and on Cyclone Fanatic. He was agitated and it got caught on television. He's just a fiery guy. I'm trying to explain to people that, I mean, knowing, I feel like I kind of know Jacob all right. He's not like a clubhouse cancer type guy. He just is really intense. Is that accurate? I mean, for people wondering that, how would you describe him?
Yeah, Jacob's the one guy that wants to win more than anybody in that stadium.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes him such a great football player. And it's why you and I both have confidence that he's going to come back and mm-hmm. continue to play really good football. So, you know, I think sometimes, you know, that passion comes out, you know, and it comes out in a unique way, but it's never demonstrative to his teammates. It's never demonstrative to his coaches. It's never demonstrative to anybody other than just he wants to be the best, and there's a great fire behind Jacob Park. And, you know, being a former defensive football player, I like that, you know, and that's one thing I love about Jacob is that. But, you know, there's also a time where you got to keep your poise a little bit too, because you are the quarterback and everybody's watching, and we mm-hmm. talked about that a little bit. But, you know, I've no problems with Jacob in terms of knowing that it's always in the best interest of our football program.
On the other side of the ball was I had a really positive night, and I want to start up front with a group that I'm falling in love with is your defensive line. I think it's been, man, I could go back over a decade for a group that's been able to hold its own. The way that that group is doing, and when you see that your three leading tacklers are all linebackers on Thursday, that told me that your defensive line is really continuing to play at a high level.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I think the thing that excites me is there's more guys now playing. So it's, you know, it's not just four guys. There's multiple people at those spots right now that are really being productive and helping us have success. And I think we thought that all along, but until we really got some development of those guys, and I think you'll see even more of that as the season goes on. But any great defense, just like great offenses. Great offenses are led by great offensive lines. Great defenses all start with great defensive lines. And, you know, we're growing. We're building in that area. And it's an area that's still really young, and they're only going to get better as this season goes on and the years go on. But I think there's a really great foundation to be outstanding on that defensive front.
And the linebackers, I mean, I think they accounted for over 45, 50 tackles on Thursday night. Was that their best game?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, in terms of tackling and alignment, assignment, there was some real huge positives. You know, I mean, we all know about Willie Harvey. You know, I really think Willie is off to just a fantastic start this football season. Marcel Spears, you know, I think everybody, you know, kind of waiting to see what that was or really what that looked like. But man, his first four football games of the season have been phenomenal. And then Joel, you know, what we've asked Joel Lanning to do in our program and really what he is doing is nothing short of amazing, to be honest with you. You know, to be able to go from quarterback to now, you know, getting 20 tackles against Texas at Mike linebacker, it's impressive. And so that group is really doing some really good things. Guys like Jake Hummel are starting to come around. You know, Jake's playing on special teams, got in, played some linebacker snaps for us, you know, trying to create some of that same depth for us at those linebacker positions as kind of we have on the defensive front will be really important for us.
Look ahead to Saturday, the third-ranked Oklahoma State. Let's say that somebody I've never seen Baker Mayfield play. How would you describe him to me?
Yeah, you know, I think he's the ultimate college quarterback. You know, yeah. he's the guy that can make plays with his feet. He's the guy that can run the zone read, but yet he's also the guy that's got the arm talent to make any throw on the football field. And you know, coupled with he believes he can win, and his belief factor is maybe as good as anybody in the country. So, you know, I think he's earned all that, and those are things that you appreciate from afar, and you certainly appreciate going into it. Knowing that, though, you got to go in and you got to be prepared to challenge that too from the get-go, and you got to know that, you know, you can't just sit there and be simple. You got to go in there and you got to have the ability to change things up, and you know, you certainly can't be in the same thing twice in a row, because he'll make you pay real fast.
Is Park a little bit like him? Just like, you know, I could see Park taking an Iowa State flag and throwing it in the middle of a field. Like, is there, from an attitude standpoint, grit, is that a fair comparison?
There probably are some good comparisons there. You know, I think both those guys have high-end belief in their ability, but also high-end competitiveness. And to be honest with you, I think you have to have a lot of that as a quarterback. You know, I'm one of those guys that really, I'm one of my favorite players ever was Brett Favre, and I'm a big Brett Favre guy. And
I'm a Vikings fan, tread lightly.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, one of the best and was good for those Vikings at a time. But, you know, I think that those guys kind of have that kind of moxie about them, you know, and it's what allows them to play really good and be able to bounce back when things don't go well. And, you know, you have to have that kind of confidence in yourself.
What's the what's the team's mindset going into this game? Iowa State's record against Oklahoma historically is pretty abysmal. These guys, though, I try and explain this, and I don't want our listeners – I'm not being total homer here. It just feels different around here where the guys – you may be huge underdogs, but I feel like you're going to – they feel like they can win the game.
Well, I think that's the thing that this team learned a year ago is they can play with anybody in the country. And the reality of – what the difference of winning and losing is in detail, and certainly in the margins that it takes to be successful. But you saw our kids, and I think confidence grew even after Thursday night. You know, there was a lot of growth in a lot of areas on our football team, and so you take it, you learn from it, you grow from it, and you know, it's the next game on our schedule and another huge opportunity. You know, go on the road, our first Big 12 game, and you go play at a place like Oklahoma, one of the great college football traditions. Who wouldn't want to be a part of it, and who wouldn't want to play in a game like this?
Promise me you'll get some stops, because we don't want to hear that Boomer Sooner song the whole night. Iowa State got beat, I think it was 2010. It was 52-0 there. In that song, like, I had nightmares for weeks about that song. It's horrible. This is your first game down there, so I'm just get some stops, all right?
Yeah, I hear you. Let's hope we both don't have to hear that for a while.
All right, Matt Campbell, appreciate your time, bud.
All right, thanks so much. Go Cyclones.
All right, Chuck Long, Sage Rosenfels, Cy-Hawk Reaction coming up next here on 1460 KXNO.